The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Moshe Hatshuel, member of the Beis Havad Medical Center, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara Menachos Daf Nun tells us the difference between the Talmud and the Ketores. The Korban Talmud, even though the Korban Talmud, if it's not brought in the morning, then the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim is not brought either, and that's a knas that they gave the Kayanim. If they didn't bring the Talmud in the morning, they cannot bring it in the afternoon Ben Arbaim. Whereas the Ketores is different, and even though they cannot bring it in the morning, still they may bring it in Ben Arbaim. Gemara tells us the reason, because the Ketores is lo shchicha, it's not common, uma asra, and it enriches the person who brings the Ketores. Therefore, chaviv aluhu v'lay pashi. It's chaviv, and therefore, v'lay pashi, there won't be pesheya, so there's no reason to give a knas to the fact that it was not brought in the morning. Whereas the Talmud is shchiach, and seemingly it's not ma'asher, there's no school of ashirus to the one who's makriv, and therefore it's not as chaviv, and there's a chash that they'll come to miss it again, and therefore we have to give a knas at least to the person who brought it in the morning. He may not bring it ben arabayim. Rashi explains two pshatim and le shchiach. Either le shchiach is because it's a tamid is, even though a tamid is only twice a day, but a carbon oil can be brought as whenever wanted. Whereas a ketores is set twice a day and no more. The other pshat Rashi is that le shchiach b'chad gavro, like it says the Gemara in Yuma Chavav me'elam leshana adam ba, that it was never brought by the same person twice. They always had a new girl, and once one was zeich in it, he was not able to take part in the new girl. Really, there's different shatim in this Gemara. The Taisus Shanim in Yuma Chavav has different shat, and Taisus over here as well says a pshat that the main point of the Gemara really is the shchiach pshat, because really the Talmud as well is ma'asher like the Ketores. Now we're going to talk about this tam that a Ketores is ma'asher, like Rashi brings Ketores is ma'asher is k'dechsev yosimu Ketore ba'apecho, and after that the pasuk tells us Baruch Hashem Chayle Moshe Rabbeinu said that yosimu Ketore ba'apecho, which is the Ketores. And after that, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, which is the bracha that is a school of ashiras to the one who is makriv the Ketores. The Darkei Moshe in Yeridei Reish Samachay, Ois Yer Aleph says, B'shem the Hagoyis Maimini, U'mashem is Avim lecha is hatinoik al abrikayim b'shoa shanima v'liyas balbris. This that people want to hold the baby during the bris, to be the balbris, to be the sandik. Yesh lez asmach mi medrash sechetoyv, v'pasu kol atzmoyse temarna, omar dover ani mishabeach, v'chol atzmoyse birken ani oise behen tzandikim li'ilodim mishas hamilo. Dover HaMelech said that with all of my atzamas, all of my evarim, am mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes through all of his evarim, and he says that my laps, my birkayim, I use them for to be a sandik b'shas hamilo. That's the makar for sandik is from this medrash. So he brings the Arzarua that says the same thing as well. And then Darkei Moshe quotes the Maril that Kshahaya Sandik Haya Toival Atzmei Liyasnaki Lahakna Tzayelad Ben Akiyas Libris, which we'll talk a little later. Chumra Ba'almuhu Ve'ena Eginkim. V'oid Kosev Maril the Yafa Koyach Sandik Mehamoyal Likris HaTera Koydim HaMoyal the Hasandik HaMachzik HaYelad Al-Birkov Havik Ilu Bonim Izbeach V'hela Olav Keteris. Says the Darkei Moshe from the Maril that a sandik is more chashuv than the moil, and he gets an aliyah before the moil. If there's an option of which one to give, you give the sandik before the moil. Why? Because the sandik is like he built a mizbeach and he brought a keteris, but the moil doesn't have this chashivas. And therefore, brings the Maril from Rabbeinu Peretz, She'en regilim litin beiz yeladim lebal bris achor mishum da'amrinon kol koyin shehikter pamachas lohe yemakter pam shenis p'nei sha'akteres ma'asheres. T'chsiv yasimu k'tere ba'apecho k'siv v'asrei baruch Hashem cheloi. Imkein kol pam hoye ma'ashrim bo achash lohe hikter. The same way by k'teres, the Gemara Numa, which we mentioned, tells us that the one, once one was, won the girl to bring the Kteris, he may never take part again in the girl to bring the Kteris again, because you want to give the chance to someone else to get the bracha of Baruch Hashem Chayloi. So too, like the Asandikais, it's the same thing. One should not give a Sandik a second time if he used them before. Chanami Bris, Shehidei Melekteris. And this is how the Ramah Paskins Shulchan Aruch in Sifir Aleph. V'noyagim lahadir achamit azul li esanik litfei satinik lehum mayaloi. V'yof akeach asanik mekeach amayal lakdim lekriya satayr lekal sanik havi kemakik teris, like you mentioned before. And v'lochin noyagim shleilitin shnei yelodim lebal brisachak darmin agabik teris chadashim mek teris. So the Ramah ends off with this halacha very clearly, that we do not give the sandik a second time because it's them with Akteris, and Akteris is Masheris, and like Akteris is only one time. Says the Goin of Bir Agro, Sivkat and Memvav, he says, Kosov al Minigze, Dvarav Enli Shachar, Imkain, my time and my Odom Echad Davka. If it's so that it's like Akteris, what does it make a difference if it's from one person or from other people? V'echad layasa beis palm sandik loyalam. Once someone serves as a sandik, he may no longer be a sandik forever. Uloyalam lareinu sandik shemis asha. Says the Goyin, I never saw a sandik that became rich from being a sandik. Which we'll talk a little more about this later on. Elaha minigwal pitzavas of Yehuda achasid and simalamad hei. The makar of this halacha is based on Yehuda achasid and has nothing really to do with k'teres. It's more of a Kabbalistic Indian, and it's a pitzavas of Yehuda HaChassid. And the Beis Hillel brings the whole Ma'aril, and he says that you should not give, you should be maneh from giving the same person the sandikos for two different children. Two, three people may give the same person sandik. To do so, shemaisim sandik laharav av bezin kama anoshim afil gimel adal pam biyoyim echar mechavim bezeh harav av bezin zeh poshet. He ends off that, of course, the minig is that you can give the rav av bezin sandikais the same day from a few different people. Now the Pischei Tshuva in Ois Tezvav on this shaila from the Ramah is mitzayin to Tshuvas Neidi Bihuda. And Nedib Yehuda talks about Richas and asks many kashas on this Ramah. He says, first, how is the Ramah medamed this? How is Ramah the Peretz medamed this sandik like a Mizbeach HaKteris? It shouldn't have been medamed this to all karbanas which were brought in Mizbeach HaChitzen. The Dam HaBris, the Dam HaMilo is more damed to Dam Karbanas, which was brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzen. And of course, in all karbanas, there was no din that the Kohen that brought a carbon one day may no longer take part in bringing a carbon a different day. Only by the Kteris was so. So why are we medame the Sandikais to the Kteris instead of being medame to regular carbonis? Then he brings a Yalkut in Parshas Lech Lecha. It says, B'shah Shemal Avram Yilidei Beisai, Hemidai Givas Harelis, V'zorcha Alei Amacham V'Hisliu, V'Ala Reicham Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'kteris Asamim M'Ka'ila She'ikalu Le'ishim. That when Avram was mal all Yilidei Beisai, like it says in the end of the Parsha, Parsha Zalach Lecha, he was maimed all of the Arlis, and it was Hisliu, V'Ala Reicham, and the smell went up Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a K'teris Asamim, so really the measures is being medame to Kteris and Oila. And says the Nedibido, maybe this is where Rabbeinu Peretz was being medame to Kteris the Davka, because the Yalkut is medame to Kteris is Sam. But Nedibido goes on to ask, Kamakam Yashalemashi Aftichu Ashirus Aldavar Hashkiach Kibris Mila. Why would that be so that Mila, which is Shchiach, that they should be Mavtiach Ashirus, whereas Akteris is not Shchiach, like the Gemara says. The Rak Akteris, Shehi Brak V'Migdash, Migdav V'Shein Shchiach, Leibris Mila, Shehi B'chol O'ilam B'chol Yoim. So, it's not Mistaber that they should be Havtoch, should be a school of Ashirus. Then the Nedi Vidus says, no, maybe we could say, Ulai Kavan Al-Sam B'zeh, the Akteris Lehoi Ala B'Kayanim. Akteris was only brought through the Kayanim. So therefore, that's called that it's not Shchiach, and therefore it's a school of Ashiras. Whereas Mila, Harbe Zeichem Likach Chelek, but Shekhal Yisrael Uyim Lazet. And therefore, it's called Leishchiach, because anyone, if the Sandekais is open to anyone, anyone can get Sandekais, and so therefore the one who gets it is considered Leishchiach, because it's picking one person out of 100,000 people, however many people live in the city, or in the world, and he's the being picked, chosen for a Sandek, so for him it's Shchiach, whereas by a Kabbonis, it's only dealing with Shevet HaKayanim. Shevet HaKayanim, that's a smaller thing. That's considered Lo Shchiach. That's another reason why by what we consider the Sandi, that's Lo Shchiach, and therefore it's Doime to the Keteris. And with this, maybe it says the Nevi, you can answer the Kasha, why Dafka the Sandik is Daima to Kteris, and he has the school of Ashiras and not the Moel. If anything, the Moel should have had the same school as well. He's the one who's actually doing the Avoida. He's the one who's like Kilu. He's being mocked at the Kteris. He should have the school of Ashiras. Says in Yehuda, for this reason, because the Moel, you need a Uman. You need a Uman. So you have smaller people to choose from. Less amount of people that you're choosing from. So klapi the moil, it's considered a shchiach tige thing. So there's no reason for him to be daimet tekteris. That's lo shchiach. So he doesn't have the school of Ashir. So the Yehuda ends off that this is all a pilpul ba'alma, but of course, ledina ein makal lezeh, uvachol medina spoilin, ein medaktikin lezeh. We're not medaktik in this halacha, in this minig. And the minig is that we give the rav of the shtot even more than once. That's the minig in his kehila, ein hakol makfidim bazeh. And this that the shoyel was asking that lafida reina peretz mishanas sandik pamachas lai sandik oida pam machaim. So like really what the goyin asked, that if someone's a sandik once, he should never be a sandik again. Lafida reason over reina peretz. Asked the shoyel. Yer Eliz says in Eidu Yehuda, the Masha Dimol Lekteris Kasha, the Bishlam Lekteris He Maser Lekayanim Chol Bnei Aaron Shutfim Ba. Well, Lekteris is only to the Kayanim, so they all have a right in it. Al Mitzas Mila is given over to the father. The father has a right to give it. So therefore, Olav Lechalik Ashir Zu Lechal Mishayitze Kama Pamim. He may give it to whoever he wants. Says in Rabbi Yehuda, the only way you can understand the Rinna Peretz is Alpid. If anything is with this Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Erevin says, "Amar of Arba Zavdan, Eisa Matanes LeKayin Echad." Maybe Rav LaElam, someone who gives all of his Matanes Kahuna to one Kayin, he brings the Rav LaElam because all the other Kayinim will not get Matanes, will never get Matanes, and they'll starve from hunger. V'atam the Einar Neis and Klum La'Aniyim Achem Aklaniyachad. Kumekin Hacha says Nedi Yehuda, for the same reason here too, if you're always going to give the same person, Mutal Al Kol Yachad Liris Shuhul La'Itin Rak La'Alim Echad, at least if it's what you have power to be able to give to other people, you have to give. That's only a din in the Aviyah Ben. It's mutal on him to give to other people. But if someone is given the kibbutz the second time, there's no din that he's not allowed to take it. He ends off. It comes out that of course if the minig is to give the Rav v'chadayme, of course there's no reason not to go like that minig. Of the Chasam Sofer and Tshuvas and Simon Kufnun Chasner Chaim is Meirich a few different inyanim on Sandik, and he talks a nice chelik of it is on this Nedi Yehuda. He comes very stark connected to Yehuda to be matzdik Rabbeinu Peretz. He says that Re'isi Nedi Yehuda Simon Peivav, that he's doicha diver Rabbeinu Peretz klacha yad u'mochalei amoiche. He asks a bunch of kashas. Lachin era lahoshiv al divrei agoyin hazal. V'mchilas kvoide ki toirahi. So I'm going to come to answer the kashas that Nedi Yehuda asks on Rabbeinu Peretz. Uvishagam ki yatzasi lahatzdik tzadik meikara. I'm just coming to answer the tzadik meikara. This that he quoted the Yalkut. So he says the Yalkut's a guzma. Lama dem lekteris lele kavanas. Alamasha kein shayichu a medrash reish parshas vayera. What if you want to be medamet to a medrash? You have a medrash in vayera. Medrash says Rabbi Yitzchak pasach mizbech adam atasali. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ma im ze shabonim mizbech l'shmi harin nigla olam mivarchi Avram shemol atzmi l'shmi alachas kama v'kama. So you see that it's daima to Mizbeach Adam. And he asks that it's Kal V'chomer, because the pasuk says, Yisimu K'tayr V'apecha V'chol Al Mizbechacha Baruch Hashem Cheloi Uma Zeshali Hikter Al K'tayrus L'Shmi Yivaruch Hashem Cheloi Zeshanim L'Shmi Alachas Kama V'kama. So it comes out, it's Kal V'chomer Gomer, Chol Mashi Yimotze V'kabonis Kena B'milo. Oid, Zogt Echsam Seifer, M'mekoyim Ehu Mukhra. Because the pasuk says, Kishamru Imrasach Obris Chayin Tzayru, the pasuk by Baruch Hashem Cheloi, which that's the Makar that K'tayrus is Masher, starts off in the beginning, Kishamru Imrasach Obris Chayin Tzayru. What's Shamru Masecha, Rashi says, is Brischa, Bruvrischa in Tzair is going on Brismila. That Bischar Brismila, there was Zeichet to whatever it says in the parasha. Oh, there was Zeichet to Yisimu K'tayr Ba'apecha, which is the K'tayrus. The following psukim later on is Yisimu K'tayr Ba'apecha. So you see very clear that Mila is them with the K'tayrus, Bedavka, and not other Kabbonis. And then the Chassam Sefer says this, that the Neid Behudas brings a raya of that it was a minig that they gave the Rav of the Shtot many times, more than once. So he says, Tamua Adarab Halei Chadosh HaMakteris Levad Mekayin Gadol Shemak Techelik Barosh. When it comes to Kteris, the Gemara in Yom HaChavav says, of course, generally it was Chadosh HaMakteris, but the Kayin Gadol, if he wants, he can take whenever he wants. Mak Techelik Barosh, even by Kteris. So here too, Rav Av Bezim is like, is the Zevi the Kayin Gadol? So he has the right to take more than once. And this that he's medamet tanoisim atanoisim l'koyin echor, which he says that's why there's a din that Aviyah ben, he has a din to give it out to more than one person, not to never repeat the same person. So says the Chassam Seif on the Neid Bihuda, Dovah Gadol Dira Neid Bihuda V'royal Amisha Amri Avol Re'isi Shenoyagim She'av Ba'as Menis Sandik Beis Pa'am Av My Time Al Azem Kain. What should be the reason to this minig? So, Dr. Chassam Sofer that the father shouldn't be a sandik for his own son, for more than one son from his own. My time is Amkin. Chilei Yaakov Matnais of La'atzmai. If the whole reason is that Nesim Matnais of L'Kainechad maybe Rav La'olam, that's only a din if you're giving it to one specific kain. But Ma'akim Matnais of La'atzmai is not a problem. V'gam Mashakos of L'inyan Hamoyel that he's Mechalik. He says the Fida Pshat. That a sandik is leishchiach because you're picking out one person from the whole world, so klapi him, it's considered leishchiach, whereas the moyel, it's considered shchiach. Fractic Sam said, v'chi b'shchicha talyim also, it's only talyim shchicha. So really, this really depends on how you learn this Gemara that which we're learning now. If the ikar of the Gemara is a shchiach or the ma'asa, like Taisa says, the ikar is that it's shchiach, so it depends on Rashi's pshat and Taisa's shanim and yuma. We're not going to get into all those details. V'sham herachoy levar. So the Chassam Sofer goes on that the inyan of shchicha by k'tayrus is really tali in the person's mazel. K'tayrus, this that a k'tayrus is masher, is really tali in the mazel in his specific mazel. So, and I found sometimes that by k'tayrus also the person wasn't misasher. So says the Chassam Sofer. Ulay hachet hoya gairim. Maybe the chet was gairim. Really, he was supposed to be misasher, but the chet was gairim. Or the other way around. Really, he got ashiris, but it helped him in a different way. That hoya le ashiris helped in yani refuah kadaima. Adkan the chsam sefer. So you could say the same thing by sandikois. That even though the guy asked that lo matzinu sandik shem misasher, maybe it wasn't the physical ashiris that he became from an anita asher. And the emes is the truvus van hagas are meshe shtembech chelik aleph simen tov kuf pei dalet, and as well in chelik hey simen resh tzadi beis says this on his own that ashiris doesn't have to be in wealthiness from ani to asher. It could be in many in ruchnis gashmius in yani refuah in yani yiro. But the idea of the Chassam Sofer is that he goes on and to explain that the school of the Ashiris was really an inyan of mazel, and that's the inyan of Teres, and that's why by other Karbonis, even though it was a Gvaltic school of other Karbonis, but there was, maybe it was some Karbonis that were taka masher, like Teres says by Karbon Oilo, it says the same thing, but Bedavka by Teres, because he explains that Teres and Bazunda, there's a change, Shine of mazel, Shenkin by the other, avoid this. It wasn't like that. Oh, so Aruch HaShulchan in Sivkot Lamadalet brings, V'kivan shekisei zu shal Eliyahu. is lochein mahadun liyeh sandik leishav al kisei kodesh zeh. That's why people b'dafka want to be sandik, to sit on this kisei, or to hold the baby next, b'shas to bris. And then he brings the Ramah, which we mentioned in Sifir Aleph, the Afikah Sandik, Allahim Nagin Shlaylitain, to the same person twice. Tarhu Gdoilamaza says the Archa Shulchan, the Atu Bikteris, Laher Hashem, Kain Lahakr Kamim Pa'amim, El Shlay Nasnu, like the Eliskis Lakulam. In King Sha'av Roitza, Lamalayachal Eitin, if the father himself wants to give, that's not a problem. It's only a din that they wanted to be mzaka more people, but if the father wants to give, then the person's allowed to take. But oid, there's many mekaymis that the Rav Av Bezdin is sandik always by all the children of the shtab. Ach bazeh yeshlema, the Rav Biru Dugmas Kain Gadol, Shayachal Akav Kamashi Yitze. Ach eze diminu lukteris, suke karbon demi, pnisha adam ha-shafach, meshevenu b'sif lamar aleph. The Hashulchan is mamash going through this all the shakam v'taya from the Nadi Biyuda and the Chassam Sefer, and he ends off Libi Oimerli the Iker Inyan Hu Me'advar Man Me'alamim the Matzinu Rabbi Yehuda Chassid B'tzava Oisav, which the Gaon brought down. Shleilitin Le'echad Sandik L'shnei Banov Ela Imken Meis Echad Mehem Ad Kan L'Shein. That's the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Says the Hashulchan V'chin Yedua Shirben Eperet Shemimenu Mekar Din Zeh Hayachacham Gadol B'Chachma Sanister. The Gamar Rabbeinu Haramor Kain was also going in this Mahalach. V'hoyo lehem davazel pisoid, ach shabedinim layeyes lahiris metecha chachma mesuseres, v'haniglo islanu lebaninu lechen ilo matzo litlois tam mekteris v'gam ze emes. Lachen ina meharoi lavar al divri amal kan techen divarbs. Even though we don't paskin al pi chachma sanister, but because there is a pshar al pi psak, which is this svara of the kteris, so therefore we can't go away from the psak of the Ramah. And that's the way we shafir zech. Agav, he says over there that the lashon kvater, which the one who brings in the baby by the bris, is called the kvater, which really the minig was that he was also amol. There was such a minig that the kvater himself was the sandik. He says it's coming from the lashon of koiter. Kvater is the lashon koiter. Koiter is the lashon kteres. Agav, I saw in the sefer Mseris Moshe chelik aleph here there ois reish lamavav. It's the psakim from a Moshe. Bring the psakim b'shem Rav Moshe. That he said that there's no isser from this Ramah, even though the Ramah says that you should not give twice. But there's no isser if there's any reason b'davka to give the same person twice, either al tzkibir av or al tzkavir for a rav or shiva. Then you don't have to be makbar on the Ramah. And even the goin, even though he brings a b'dav chasr, you don't have to be chayshish. We'll go on to the Ramah in Simen Reish Samach Hei Sif Dalet. Says Benegea, who drinks the kais by the Mila? He says the Sandik drinks the kais. And the reason is, which Rabbi Kveger is Mitzayin the Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin Daf Peites says because the Sandik is Daimel Mizbeach, and therefore Azevi by Karbonis, there was Nisach Hayayin, they poured the wine in the Mizbeach. So too by Milo, which is Daima, the Sandik is Daima the Mizbeach, so it's like Nisach Hayayin on the Mizbeach. When he drinks, it's like the Nisach Hayayin on the Mizbeach. So Kveger says, Mavorech HaLakoyis Beri Priya Geffen, the Lashon is of Teres Chayim Kosav, the Davka HaSandik HaMachzik HaYolad Al Birkav B'Shas HaMilo, Hu Yachzi Kenu Gamken B'Shas HaBrocha V'Yishtem HaKoyis Yayin. We'll read the Lashon of Teres Chayim inside. Teres Chayim says, V'kivan shehayelar animal nechshav kekarbon kach rak lehasandik shemolun aleim choshev kemizbeach k'mar shekarzav ha'edi marul behilchus mila v'nirad alakach noeg and liten kois yayin shal bracha lishtos oisel lesandik. Says the Teres Chaim, that's where the minig is to give the yayin dafka to the sandik to drink. V'ein oisel oisel letinoik k'derech shenoeg in mekois shal kiddush. We don't give it to Tinoik like we give the Kaishal Kiddush. Mustami is talking about the Kaishal Kiddush in the base of Knesset or something. So that's the Indian of giving the wine to the Sandik that he should drink. The Siyim Shalmazal Shayna, as he ends off, So therefore, Davka the Sandik should hold the baby till the end of the bris throughout the brachas, and like this, he will get the wine to drink from, and not like those that give another kibbutz to someone else to hold the baby, and then he drinks the wine. And it's mavur in the Tshuva in Ramosha Igris Moshe Yeredeh Chelik Gimel Simenkov. It says very clearly that the Teres Chaim is not keneged b'davka on splitting the kibbutz of Sandik, that someone holding the baby during the bris, that's a sandik, and someone else holding the baby during the brachas. That's not a problem. The problem was that they gave the wine to someone else instead of the sandik. On that, says the Teres Chaim, because the inyan is bedafka a carbon, so therefore it's roi that the one that the milah was done on his lap, that he should bedafka drink the wine to have nisach. To have nisach, hazevi nisach hayayin on the mizbeach. The Teres Chaim frizois, he ends off that kivan the carbon, because we see that the meal is mamish like a carbon, so the father and the moyla mechuyev bedafka to stand b'shas bracha, shouldn't be sitting or leaning on something, azevi every like every other carbon that the oivir and the bialim had to be standing. Now then I saw in the sefer of the man Brisai, he brings from Reb Chaim Kreisworth that whenever they were mechavrim mitzvah nekoyis, he asked bedafka that they should give him amidah lebrachas to hold the baby by the brachas as well. He says that because normally people split it, that's the reason why they don't see the ashiras. Al kopanim, it's not clear if he goes exactly with the havana for Ramosha, but you see that he said that the real sandik is to hold the baby through till the end, and like this, there's a school of ashiras. Later on, so also Rabbi Yaakov and Emes Yaakov says that the sandik has to spend money, has to be moitzi haitzois on the bris, mistama the tzarchi suda, kadesh yizkal ashiris, in order to have the school of ashiris. Not enough just to do the maisas on the kois, he should be moitzi haitzois and show the chshivas of the mitzvah like this, he'll have the mitzvah b'shlemusa, and then he'll have the school of mitzvah. Agav, in the inyan of giving a sandik twice to a rav of the chadayim, so I heard once from a diak from the Targum Yonis HaMenazil in Parshas Vayechi, Perek Nun, Pasuk Yitches, in the end of the parsha, it says, Vayar Yosef le'Ephraim b'nei Shileshen, gam b'nei Mocher ben Menashe yuldu aberki Yosef. Yosef saw to Ephraim the third generation, which was b'nei Mocher ben Menashe. They were Yuldu Alberki Yosef. So the Lashon of the Targum Yenison, Lashon of the Targum Unklis is Mashma Kepshute, that he brought them up. But Targum Yenison says, V'chamo Yosef le'Ephraim benin dorent lisoin, oif b'nei mocher ba'amenasha kad is yilidu gzirinun v'rabinun Yosef. The Pirush Yenison explains, what does it mean, kad is yilidu gzirinun v'rabinun Yosef? He says, either it could be that he himself was the Moel, he maled them Alberki Asandik, Inami Yeshlemesh Yosef Hoya Sandik, Vizau al Birki Yosef Hoyni Moilim. So you see very clearly, not only one, it was a few, plural, the few of that generation, that he was the Sandik for all them. Which is very much like like what all the Pesachim are going, for sure, if there's a reason, for sure, a Rav, a Tzadik, Yosef, a Tzadik, it's very much mashma like that Mahalach. Rama in Siman Reish Samach Dalet Sif Aleph says that v'yesh la'adam lachzor lahader acham moyel lubal bris hayoyse toiv tzadik. Someone should search and bedafka pick a moyel and a bal bris hayoyse toiv tzadik. Our Chashulchan says bal bris is the sandik. B'vaday kein hu. Sh'afa bishe b'maisa ha-mitzvah kol ha-pishav m'kol mokom ha-chono la-mitzvah v'ha-machshov v'ha-toher v'ha-kavona ne-oysa him inyanam g'doylem la-mitzvah u'ma'ilim harbe la-tinik sh'ikonis y'oysa l'kedusha. V'alochi nochen sh'ha-moyel v'ha-sandik ki ha-tfilin al-reishon v'eis ha-milu l'ha-smich ois l'ois gam tfilin nikru ois. So, Baruch HaShulchan says very clearly that it's a gvaldik inyan that the sandik should be and the moyel as well should be a tzadik and y'oysa toiv. Like this, the mashpia on the baby, and it's brought down that bedafka then that the sandik should be mispal on all and yani ruchnius of the baby for his whole life. Lavush says, "V'sheichavnu b'milasai kavana toiva u'meula sheyigrim shegam ayelad yeh kamoisam." The Sefer Shalmi Simcha says that from Shlomo Zalman, that anytime they were mechaber in tzaddikos, he first would find out if they were mechaber already the father and father-in-law, grandfathers from both sides, and then he would take the kibbutz. So generally speaking, that's the in each case a person should ask a shaila where there's a shaila of shalom bayis v'chadoyme. They once had a maisa that Avia ben, the father-in-law, the grandfather, the baby's mother's father, was not shemitah and mitzvahs b'chlal, and it was his turn to get the kibbutz of sandikais, and after the shalom bayis pashat, he had to give him sandikais. He had no other choice. The bris was a Shabbos bris, and siad d'shmaya we were sadder that even though he was in a look like the sandik and hold the baby. I told him to hold the baby right by his hands, and we had someone else standing, Yerushmaim, standing and holding the baby's legs. It's mavur that the ik sandik is the fact that he's holding the legs and making it easier for the moel to do the actual milah kahalacha, and physically, practically speaking, to do the milah that the baby shouldn't be able to kick. But the maisa, the father didn't chap, the grandfather didn't chap b'chlal. The whole thing, and Ad Kedei Kach, that he even said after that, it's chaval that we didn't take a picture, from that he was a sandik. But, Baruch Hashem, that he didn't think about it before because it was Shabbos, but Psiad the Shmaya, it worked out, smoothly.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.